Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump today signed an executive order prohibiting hoarding of supplies that the country deems to be critical. What those supplies are has not yet been determined, but it has been established that if you hoard, if you gather more than a reasonable amount, anything in excess of a reasonable need, then you are committing a crime. It's a crime to be engaged in this prohibitive activity. And while no materials have yet been designated critical, it's clear, as we see here, from the Director of Trade and Manufacturing Policy. What is it? Well, the message to the hoarders, quote, if you got any large quantities of material that this country needs, then you better get them to the market or give them to us. If you don't do that, we're going to come for you, and we're going to make sure that don't happen in this here country. Spoken like a true, I don't even know what, but this guy is an authoritarian, and whatever it is, the point is, whatever you the country needs, you are not allowed to have. To me, that's not just medical supplies, that is also obviously food. And when the country is passing via executive orders, criminalizing the gathering of supplies, criminalizing preparing for food shortages, then that's something we need to talk about. But it's particularly germane in light of the fact that CERT teams around the country right now are being activated. Now, I'm a CERT member. I've talked about that in previous videos. I thought it was a great way to plug in to a community and meet other people who are have a preparedness mindset, and you learn about how to manage the crises. It was just a great thing. Now, however, CERT teams are being activated, and these very friendly local volunteers in your neighborhood are being armed with a series of questions from DHS, among which is, do you have enough food? The reason, purportedly, that they're asking that question is because, of course, we're from the government and we're here to help, right? These friendly neighborhood CERT team members are going around looking for people who need medical support or who are short on groceries. Then we can, you know, we can learn about that and help out. But notwithstanding that cover reason, the fact remains that these are representatives of the government who are walking around asking about your food status, and they're feeding that information into a computer that's plugged into DHS. So we've got, at the same time, the federal government saying it's illegal to hoard supplies, and now they're going door to door to ask how much food you have. Ladies and gentlemen, my question to you is this. What's the right answer to that question? What's your answer if the government asks you if you have enough food? How much food do you have? Do you say, no, I'm running out. I'm kind of hurting right now. Or is that going to get you put onto one list and they're going to ask you to come to some quarantine camp? Or are you going to say, dude, I've got plenty of food. No worries on me. You guys can go on down the street. I'm set for 2 months, right? You're going to volunteer that information? Or is that going to get you put on a different list? Is that an unreasonable amount? Because it's not you that gets to determine what the reasonable amount of food is. That's left to the authoritarians. We've ceded, in the name of public health, our freedom to use our own judgment for how much food is reasonable to store for our families. And this situation is something we need to talk about and understand. Or do you try and play the gray man? You just say, well, I've got some ramen, but I'll probably have to go to the store tomorrow just for, you know, butter. Just give them some answer. What's your answer? Let me know in the comments below. These are extremely dangerous combinations of circumstances. Door-to-door questions about your food question. Security, and then executive orders making it illegal to hoard. Similar thing in the UK, they're saying only go for necessities. Don't leave the home except for necessities. But what's a necessity? I mean, I consider it a necessity to plant my garden. So I'm going to need seeds for that. I'm going to need some, you know, some compost, whatever I want. Is that not reasonable according to them? To them, I can only buy tea and hotcakes, or what's the deal? Who determines what's necessary? Or have we ceded our sovereignty over to Boris Johnson and he gets to tell us what we actually need or not? These are dangerous distinctions that are being made right now. during this wave of panic and fear, and people are just giving away their rights to a government that is all too happy to take them, and they will never return them. And how the world has changed in these past few weeks, when only a month ago I put up a video about global rationing, and I was called doom porn, fear porn, you know, any number of CIA concocted terms to dismiss the warnings that I was putting out. And yet now you can go down to your neighborhood Safeway or Kroger or Costco and find these signs that tell you you are only allowed to buy 2 packages of frozen peas, if there are any on the shelves even. There weren't when I was there. We have ceded the ability to make those judgments ourselves and to buy whatever we want. And it's in the headlines now. There's plenty of food from Bloomberg in the world, just not where it's needed. We might have a supply shock in terms of logistics, a failure to get those peas or that meat to the place that it's actually needed. Despite fine inventories, again from Bloomberg, there are some problems here. We have constraints in the real world. There's only a finite number of trucks that we can load up on the warehouses to bring the chicken. There's not enough shipping containers, the reefer containers, refrigerated shipping containers, that were all stuck in China, ports that were locked down, and now there's a shortage of these things. It turns out, and you've heard this certainly if you've been watching the Ice Age Farmer channel for any length of time, that there is in fact a complicated and extremely dynamic marketplace, a web of interactions and interdependencies that underlie those usually full shelves in the supermarket, and they're not full now. Prices spiking up, not just because of this demand shock, but because of the supply shock that we're experiencing at the same time. And you see it around the world. The story is the same. From India, please, there's no need to hoard. There's no shortage of food grains. In Australia, pasta and rice running low as massive stockpiling drains our drought-decimated supply. Even there in the headline, they admit that there was already a supply shock due to the drought that they've been experiencing, due to the changing weather conditions. And farmers there are actually warning of food shortages that are looming. This is all happening very quickly. In France, French grain industry scrambling in logistics as shoppers are bulk buying. And you see in these headlines also that there is a shifting of the blame. Where these empty shelves have been causing people to get mad, well, now it's your fault because you're trying to buy enough food for your family. And you can perceive this if you dare go shopping right now, whereas only weeks ago, it's just amazing how quickly the social engineering is being implemented. Only weeks ago, you could go and buy however many hot dogs you wanted. But today, you go and you put 10 packs of hot dogs in your bag. You're going to get looks. And I'm even hearing from a lot of people right now that they're being approached by people who are saying, what are you doing? Shouldn't you leave some of those hot dogs or whatever it is for somebody else? Yes, people who were able to buy whatever they want before, no, now they are hoarders and they are dirty and selfish, and it's their fault that there are food shortages. How amazingly quickly the tables were turned, and it became our fault that there was no food on the shelves. Ladies and gentlemen, this was a headline from The Guardian. It looks like they've walked it back. Take a look. The headline now reads, Diet, Health, Inequality. Britain's food system doesn't seem to work. This article was released yesterday, Sunday, March 22nd. But if I go back in the Internet Archive, the Wayback Machine, the original headline that they've now retracted and softened was, we are in serious trouble. The other crisis is our food supply. Apparently, it's not yet time to sound that alarm. It's a little too strong. So The Guardian had to walk it back to, yes, inequality and food system is not working. But the point remains that this is a professor, a leading expert on food policy, that the UK is in serious trouble right now, that they import most of their food, that their imports are shutting down, shipping is shutting down, that we don't have labor coming in to help out with the harvest. In fact, Germany was already warning, I don't have it pulled up, that their asparagus harvest is not happening. It's just not happening because there's no workers to pull out of the ground. It's astounding. And what a quick turnaround it was from the headlines only last month. Just staggeringly quickly when the UK was printing that they're going to convert their farmland back into wild forests. Yeah, you don't hear anyone saying that this week. In Australia, also this piece.
After stockpiling at supermarkets, families are now stocking up on garden supplies and egg-laying hens. With potentially more time on our hands and more interest in becoming self-sufficient, homegrown produce is on the rise.
We normally sell around 100 to 120 hens a week, normally. Last week, we sold just over 1,000.
Because people are seeing empty shelves and they're figuring it out. They need to plant their gardens, they need to buy chickens and start raising their own protein. It's awfully late in the game. It's not too late, but it's awfully late in the game to do that. You see seed companies shutting down their websites because of an unprecedented increase in order volume. This is from Baker Creek. When I tweeted about this, they were kind enough to respond and say, yeah, we just got slammed with way too many orders and we have no stock left. So we just closed down our website. Their website, for the record, did reopen tonight. Trueleaf Market. Same sort of thing. They sent out a message that says, we are completely overwhelmed with orders. They're still taking orders and they're still shipping them out, but a little bit slower. So if you need seeds, you still can get them from Baker Creek or from iceagefarmer.com/trueleaf. And please, if you don't have seeds at this point, check your library's seed saving catalog. Check where people around you are growing. A lot of people would be very happy to save to share their seeds right now. Or get some from Trueleaf Market, whatever you can do, wherever you can source them. Because ladies and gentlemen, right now I'm looking around and I'm seeing, this isn't me on the Ice Age Farmer channel warning anymore. These are experts in the field of agriculture. From Goddess of Grain here, who's a grain trader, and she's saying, I'm going to start hoarding and freezing every bit of fresh produce I can get my hands on. This was March 20th. She says, the second part is a lie. I'm already doing that. And sure enough, today she's tweeting, look at these berries I'm freezing. I'm not going to lie. I am concerned about the shortage of fruit. And the same goes for vegetables. Experts in the field of agriculture are openly talking about the food shortages that lie directly ahead. Ladies and gentlemen, these warnings can be no more immediate and no more clear. And I hope by now you have heeded them. We also see they're shutting down hunting and fishing. So anywhere that you could get your food supply before, it's not going to be available. They want you to go into those giant big box stores. Here's one big, one silver lining that I'll leave you with tonight. It's a list of CSAs compiled by Modern Farmer. But again, emphasizing the point that I've made in my past few videos, that the most important thing you can do right now is to reach out to farmers and ranchers who are local to you and align with them. Offer them support, offer them work. If you're needing a job right now, you can offer them some of that, maybe in exchange for food down the line. But everybody is hurting right now, and we're all in this together. And the biggest Achilles heel of modern society right now is the food system, the fact that our food is not going to get planted right now at the rate we're going, that there's no seeds, no fertilizers or inputs, there's no tractor parts coming in. All of these things are shut down, and we need to take steps to be growing our own food rapidly. Thanks for watching, and please spread that message. And let me know again, what's your answer? When the government tells you you're not allowed to store too much food, and by the way, how much do you have?